welcome to episode 85 of Let's Talk with Scoggs, the first episode of 2021. Welcome. Glad you're here. Kicking off 2021, we are chatting with Good Boy Daisy, sisters, identical twins, Hallie and Dylan. And growing up, the Olsen twins were everything, right? So I have such a fascination with twins. And, I was always curious about the, do you really know what the other one's thinking? And what's that special connection that twins have? So I couldn't help myself. I'm sure they've had those questions a billion times and we'll have them a billion times more. But I had to know, especially as songwriters and collaborators, how does that work? Also through the conversation, you can really hear their distinct personalities and how they do make a perfect complementary pair. That was lovely. They give some great advice towards the end of the show about moving and how to maybe make new friends in a new environment. And I just want to say up front, I think making friends is difficult at any age. It's probably easiest when you're like 5, 6, 7 years old. Then I think it gets a little tricky. So they gave some great advice around that. We talk about their latest single, Never Learn, the songwriting process with that. And of course, through all of this, I'm asking everybody how they've dealt with the chaos that the year had thrown at us. So lovely conversation. Check them out on socials. They're just fun. I think you'll really love them. And for now, here is episode 85 of Let's Talk with Scoggs with Good Boy Daisy. All right, it's gonna take a little second. Oh, there it goes. I love that little behind the scenes just now of you guys working together to get everything set up.
Oh my gosh, yes, that's how it always goes. We're close each other.
Oh, I love it. And just so we know whose voice is whose, can you guys just take 1 second and intro yourselves?
Yes, I am Hallie Mays, the singer of Good Boy Daisy.
And I'm Dylan, the guitarist.
Lovely. I'm so excited to chat with you guys. Are you cozy? Are we settled?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We're so cozy. We've got a little space heater and everything.
Perfect. Are you guys in Los Angeles?
Yes, we are in LA right now. We are at Nick Anderson from the Rex studio. So we're
nice.
We're hanging out and probably writing and doing other stuff. So
awesome. So I guess you've been keeping busy through all of the craziness this past year.
Oh, yes. And at first we weren't traveling at all. And then we ended up coming to LA literally half the rest of the year, right, Del? Like we spent half our time in Arizona, half our time out here. So we actually did a little bit more traveling, driving than most other people.
Right. And I mean, I just discovered you guys. So I have so many questions and I apologize if it's something you've answered a million times.
No worries.
I'm in that honeymoon phase of just discovering new songs that I love and having so many questions.
Oh, well, we appreciate that. We're glad that you like it.
Yeah. So, I know you guys are sisters. You're twins.
Yes.
And I grew up with the Olsen twins my whole life and was so fascinated with, you know, the parent trap stuff and switching roles and always wishing I had a twin and thinking that maybe she's out there. Who knows? Maybe I do have a twin. But you work together and you collaborate and you have different boundaries. Is that, do you always feel like sisters or do you compartmentalize like we're a band right now and then we're sisters or is it just this fluid experience?
I'd say like as years go on, we really figured out how to be in a band together. You know, when we first started, it was a lot of like sister banter and, you know, arguing like that, but then, you know, having the same music taste and, you know, same goals makes working together really, really easy.
Yeah. I love that. And do you have that twin thing where you just can know what the other person is thinking? And does that help with songwriting or anything?
We get this question quite a bit, actually.
Sorry.
No. It's oh, goodness. Sorry about
that.
Fine.
That's okay.
Yeah, I would say we're usually on the same page all the time. And, you know, usually we really don't have to talk about it. We're just like, oh, let's do this. And then they're like, oh, let's do this. And then we just go into it. There's really no communication other than weird sounds and just going for it.
And when did this start? Like, were you little sisters running around playing music? And then when did it go from just it sort of being a fun activity to, hey, we've really got something here?
Do you want to go, Dale?
Yeah, sure. Well, music has been in our lives, you know, since day one. My dad's a big music guy, but weirdly enough, he doesn't play anything.
Big grunge guy.
Yeah. So nice. We grew up on that like grunge, post-grunge stuff. Mm-hmm. But when we were about 10 years old, our parents got us Rock Band and we just fell in love with this Xbox game, and learned so much new music on it. And, a couple years later, our parents got us real instruments and we're like, oh my gosh, yeah. Like what if we did this for a living?
Yeah, is this something we could do?
Wow. I played Rock Band. But it's so fun. Oh my gosh. For someone like me who loves music and knows in her heart of hearts that there is not any natural talent there. However, Rock Band is an excellent way to just have fun and sing, yes, and play drums. And, you know, I loved playing the drums on Rock Band, but did you find that it actually translated well, or was it more that Rock Band just kind of ignited a spark within you?
I would say a little bit of both. I remember going to get it at our local Target, and we were walking in with our dad, and it was Dylan and I. We got there, when we were walking out, we're like, okay, who's going to play what? And I'm like, okay, Dylan will play guitar, I'll play drums, Dad, you can play bass. And my mom got put on singing duty, and she cannot sing anything, nothing. She's such a bad singer. Sorry, Mom. But it kind of lined up like that. And then once I sat down on the drum set, because I was originally a drummer and then went into being a singer, I guess I shined above other people.
She was, mm-hmm, compared to me and my dad, we were terrible at drums.
Oh, well, everybody has their role to play. I love it.
Yeah.
But do you guys remember the name of your band in Rock Band?
Oh gosh.
Oh my gosh. It was like,
it was something silly, like Chasing Shadows or like,
oh,
oh, what was it? It was like some super hardcore thing. It was
like Second Jupiter or something.
Meltdown. Yeah. I don't know.
We probably had a lot. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was bad.
So it was not Good Boy Daisy.
No. Good Boy Daisy. That name came up in 2015, early 2015.
Did it feel like more responsibility of, okay, we have to come up with a real name for an actual band?
I don't know.
For months, we were thinking about something, and then it kind of just fell in our lap. Yeah, so but we definitely thought a bit about it.
Originally, mm-hmm, when we were trying to come up with the name, we were like, you know, taking it so seriously. And then, you know, after months of just trying to find a name, we're like, why are we taking this so seriously?
We're not
Let's
a serious
band.
Let's
just come up with something that, you know, that makes, you know, it doesn't even make sense. I was going to say make sense, but, you know, we just let go of finding something cool and hip and went with just a couple words.
Yeah. We didn't want to take it too seriously because we, you know, we're silly people and we don't want to, you know, mm-hmm, have a name like the Meltdown or Melting Your Face Off or anything like that.
I can remember, so my older brother and I used to love playing Rock Band. Whenever we were both home from college, we would run down to the basement and play, and our Rock Band name was London Broil.
That's sick. That is so sick. Are you kidding?
And we used to only speak in these like British accents when we would play and we really got into character.
Oh my God.
And I just think it's so fun that you're just a family playing a video game together and not realizing that you're sort of unlocking this love and this passion and this skill to do something together. So in present day, are mom and dad still playing Rock Band? Do they play with you guys? Like, where are they in the band these days?
Neither of our parents are musically inclined at all. So my dad will definitely sit on the couch and watch us play. My mom goes to bed at 9. So we're rock stars, so we have to stay up late and play it. We literally just played it a week ago, and we're 21 years old.
It comes out like once every year, maybe twice every year, just to, you know, bring it back with some friends.
It's definitely a blast. It's chaotic, too.
Nice. And we have, so the latest song, Never Learn.
Yes.
Tell me everything. Tell me everything.
Gosh. Well, that song started on a FaceTime call with Nick Anderson back in May 2020, I think, right, Dale?
Yeah.
I think that time. And we just had like the bones of that song, And then we came back to LA
a couple weeks later
in June or late June. And we just started banging it out and we got it down and realized that this song needed Nick to be featured on it and the Rex to be featured on it. So
it was
kind
just
of
so big.
Yeah, kind of fell into place. And yeah, that's just kind of how it came about. It was pretty fast.
That's like unbelievable to me. I just every time I talk to songwriters, because I love music, but I know that I have no business writing songs. I barely have any business singing along with you guys, but there's such a skill and I have such admiration for songwriting. And I understand that to some, like sometimes it just happens. Like,
yeah,
you know, some chefs can be in a kitchen and they're just like, I don't know. I just made this. It just happened. It came out of me. You're over FaceTime and you're writing songs. Like, I understand we had to make the best of quarantine, but my goodness, like, how does that feel when you think about that? That's, I don't know. I just can't really wrap my head around it.
It was definitely, I don't want to say a blessing, but it came together so fast and it was nice to feel like the path was already created for the song. And it was really cool because other songs, sometimes it takes a lot of work to get through that first wall to get it rolling. But no, I just think that Never Learn was a really special song and it still is. And it just knew what it wanted.
Yeah. And in terms of, you know, what you're going to, like the theme and the emotion you're trying to convey, there's a lyric that says, I would love to hurt you, but I'm holding back my every word. Are these things that you're drawing on your own experiences? Are you creating these scenarios in your head? Did you watch a TV show that inspired you? Like, how are these lyrics and these themes coming about?
Usually when we do lyrics, so it'll be Dylan, me and Nick sitting down in a room and it'll kind of be like a therapy session. We'll sit down and then we'll just, something will start, something will spark up, and then we'll all just talk about it for an hour, 2 hours. And that's kind of where we find where we want to take a song, because we pull from all of our experiences, because it's a very relatable song, in my opinion. So it's easy to get a lot of content for it, I guess.
It's got some angst to it.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, that's previously, before I got married, that was definitely my lane. Like any angsty love song where I could just like let out my feelings because you've put it into a beautiful melody, then I can't do that, but it helps me get rid of my feelings. That's totally my lane. So what are we thinking is going to happen this year? Like, what are our goals? What are we working on? Because it's still kind of, you know, up in the air right now with what we're going to be able to do in terms of touring and all that sort of stuff. So what are our hopes and dreams?
Yeah. I mean, as you said before, that touring's up in the air. We're kind of just waiting around to see how things settle out, being safe and everything. But right now we're just continuing to write, I guess, spreading out our releases and using social media as much as we can to show people that we're actually people, I guess. So that's kind of what we're focusing on. Right now.
Yeah,
live streaming and, you know, doing these kind of interviews, just trying to get ourselves out there, and not only for us to meet people, but for people to meet us.
Absolutely. And speaking of social media, I saw the video where there's two of you, but there's like eight of you.
yes.
So, excuse me. So just for someone who has no idea how the heck you do that, how the heck did you do that?
Oh my gosh. That was quite a night. We actually did that before one of our early morning like interviews, just like this. And we had to stay up late because we had to have controlled lighting. So it had to be dark outside. And we stayed up till like 4 a.m. and we just played all of our different parts in our different spots. So
Hal and I would, you know, I'd sit down and I wasn't allowed to move anything. When I got on the couch to sit down, I had to be super careful. So I got in my spot, she got in her spot. We couldn't move until we got a take, and then we carefully got out of the shot. We restarted it, and you know, I hopped in on guitar, and then she went to keys, and like we just did it 2 or 3 times. And then we have some good friends that cut it together for us.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's already confusing because you're identical twins. But then you've multiplied.
Yes.
And you're playing all these different parts and you have to think to yourself, like, how talented are these girls that they have cut this video together? They came up with this idea. The song is theirs. They're playing all these different parts. Now I'm learning you had to stay up all night. You couldn't move anything an inch. Like, this is a lot of creativity
yes.
that you're using constantly.
Yeah, that it was definitely quite a trick to do and to pull off. I was kind of surprised that we did it so well. Like, we could barely move any blankets. The couch couldn't have one single different wrinkle in it. It was quite an ordeal, but I'm really happy with how it turned out.
Yeah, it's awesome. And it's also been so inspiring in this past year to see how creatives have had to even get more creative with how to stay in touch with fans, how to find new fans, how to continue to be able to write and record music and stay engaged with their audiences and grow their audiences. So have you found that the business side of this venture, you've had to get a little bit more, sort of think outside the box?
Yeah, definitely. And we used to meet a lot of people at our live shows and really could show our personalities, but it's a little harder over social. So we do live streams and just try to interact as much as we can. We just recently did a short little Instagram live with Nick from the Rex page, and it was really nice. Yeah, nice. So we're just focusing on that kind of stuff.
Awesome. And as sisters who have known each other your entire lives, mm-hmm. and now you're in this band, it's obvious that, you have different strengths, I'm sure, that you bring to the table to make Good Boy Daisy what it is. But outside of the band, just out in life, how are you guys total opposites and how are you completely the same?
Oh, man. That's quite a question, because Dylan and I are very, very similar, as you could assume, because we are twins. But we definitely have different personalities. I mean, most of this interview, I've been talking, and this is Hallie, by the way, because I know our voices are similar. I've been going for it. but Dylan's definitely the rock of this couple. I'm very outgoing, and I guess, Dylan, say a couple things about yourself.
Okay.
And how I guess we're different.
Oh, I don't know. I just found my place supporting Hallie, I really did. Like, I know that sounds so cheesy, but I just love to be there for her moments and like just love to be around her. And
you're so sweet. What the heck? That was honestly so kind.
Well, let me put it to you this way. Okay, so who of the two of you takes the longest to get ready?
Oh, this is a hands down me, which is Hallie. Yes. If I have something to do at 11, I'm waking up at like 5 because I not that I have like a lot to do, but I cannot stress about it. I take my time. I like to take my time, and I'm glad that this wasn't a video call, because then I would be getting ready this whole time. I'm sitting here in my PJs.
Me too.
Perfect.
Who's always running late of the two of you? Who's the one that's always running behind?
That's so weird. That goes like, in and out for both of us. Like, I'll be super on time for a couple months, and then I'll, get a little lazy, and then Hallie will be on time. So.
Yeah, there's definitely cycles and waves of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've been on top of it.
Yeah.
Who of the two of you is the most organized?
Oh, me. Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan.
By far.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, by far.
Okay, so I'm seeing that there's the yin and the yang. There's the Roy Disney and the Walt Disney. You have to have both. That's why this works. This is why it works, girls. I love it.
That's a perfect way to say it.
Yeah. And what have you taught each other? Because I have older brothers. We, we're not identical. Obviously, they're older than me and I'm younger. Mm-hmm. But I find that with siblings, you learn stuff from them that's like a little bit more obvious than you do through friendships, because sometimes that like unconditional love aspect of it, of if you make a mistake, that they love you. They're just going to help you. So through, the craziness of this year, have you guys learned anything from one another? Because I'm assuming that you've been quarantined together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And having to pivot and come up with all these ideas. So individually, have you learned anything, or have you learned anything from each other? Because I think listeners can we can all learn from each other's revelations and experiences.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, this is Hallie, sorry.
That's okay.
I think that, even though Dylan and I spend or have spent most of our lives together.
Most.
Well, I mean all, but definitely with COVID, we have been hip to hip. Patience is a big thing. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Learn to be more patient with, you know, being stuck in the same house as my exact equal.
And then we just try to keep in mind that little, you know, it's not the end of the world when little things happen.
Take it easy.
You gotta take it easy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we always play this game on the show called Overshare. So I would love to play. Perfect. And basically I've got a brown paper bag. And it's got all these weird questions. Some are very silly questions. Some are more thoughtful. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pull out two questions. And the idea is that we all have to overshare the answer.
Oh, no. Okay. All right.
Let's see what we get.
Okay.
Okay. So the first question is, if you could call anyone in the world and have a 1 hour conversation, who would you call?
Oh my gosh.
A whole hour.
Oh, man. I've been a Dave Grohl fan for so long. So I'd have to talk to Dave. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So your dad had Nirvana and everything for you guys and all that sort of stuff. Oh, yeah. So all the good stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you saw that little girl in the UK that he's been playing drum battles with.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't seen this.
Oh, it's very adorable.
Oh, I have to.
But what do you think you'd want to talk about?
Oh, man. I guess just like the behind the scenes of being in like such a huge band and like, you know what his favorite parts were and what the hardest parts were. And I don't know. And how he did it all. I just love it.
I think he'd be a great conversation. I agree.
Oh, my gosh. I'm blushing so hard thinking about this.
That's all right. Who else do we want to talk to?
Oh, okay. I guess I'll go. This seems pretty lame and cliche for me because I'm constantly talking about Nothing But Thieves, but I would call Connor Mason, the lead singer of Nothing But Thieves.
Yeah,
I would be hella nervous at first.
Why?
But
come
hopefully
on.
It would settle in, hopefully. Because he's been one of my idols for a very, very long time, years now. And I would spend that hour talking about anything and everything vocal, you know, and his upbringing. Really, I'm such a geek about that. I talk to my vocal coaches for hours on end about everything that I can. I just absorb it. I love talking about it. So I would probably spend my time doing that. And crying a little. What about you?
Who would I call for an hour? So my gut instinct was Hayley Williams.
Oh,
and then I could talk to her about vocals and let you know what she tells me. I have just adored her what seems like my entire life. And in terms of music, I always have fun at Paramore shows.
Yeah.
I love her album she put out in 2020 that was her own project. Mm-hmm. I think she's just so down to earth and at the same time so talented that I don't understand how one person can be both things. Like so approachable, but also, oh my gosh, you have more talent in your finger than I'll ever have in anything. And her music has just always been really special to me. I've got a little bit of her lyrics tattooed on my arm.
And so sweet.
I know that she's just a person. I know that, you know, she goes through stuff and she's just a gal. But I just think it would be fun to hear from her perspective on lessons that she's learned, kind of what you had mentioned with Dave. Like, what's been the hard parts? How have you grown? What have you learned? Because, gosh, I don't know if anyone ever has it figured out, even if you look up to someone and admire everything they've ever done, they're just as confused as us. Mm-hmm. Like they don't know either. I have found that like through a conversation, if you get a whole hour with someone, you can really go there if they're generous enough to share.
Right.
So I would just love to chat with her and maybe have some snacks and talk. Or I guess we're calling. Well, we can have snacks over the phone.
Yeah, you guys can share snacks on the phone.
Yeah. But it is good over the phone because I can have bad posture and my moms are really sweaty. She won't be able to tell. But yeah, I think who you would call and chat with for an hour is really interesting. And I'm sure if I asked you guys that same question in a year, you'd have a completely different answer because you've grown and learned. And that's what makes this game fun.
I'd probably choose you.
Oh, cool.
I'd choose you right now. We can just keep talking for an hour. This will be great.
Perfect. So the next question is, do you have a morning routine? And if so, what is it?
Oh, gosh.
Right now? Oh, God. Yeah. Do I have a routine right now?
In weird times. What's your weird times routine?
Let's see. I don't know. I'd say just get up around, I don't know if I want to say the time. It's bad. It's maybe 10, maybe 11. I stay up late and sleep in. Yeah, that's on a good day. But I, find my way to the kitchen and make myself a coffee, and it takes me about an hour to wake up, and no one can talk to me during that time. And then, if I'm feeling great, I'll go into the studio and, write all day, or I'll help Hal with some social media stuff, or I really just
it's a little different for me. I have been trying to get up. I will wait for Dylan to make me a latte. We don't usually put on a bunch of makeup, so we don't go in the bathroom and put makeup on our face unless we're going out anywhere. But I definitely wake up, I need my coffee, and then, that's just it. Say right hi to the dog, the dog. Dylan needs to feed her bearded dragon, Sue. Mm-hmm. We definitely need a little bit to wake up.
Yeah, I don't roll out of bed bright-eyed and sunshiny. I need a minute, too.
A hot minute, yeah.
I definitely need a minute. But can we backtrack for just a moment? Yeah. What are these pets that we just mentioned? A dog and a bearded dragon?
Yeah.
I need to hear all about these.
Oh, my gosh. You're so sweet. We have a English black lab.
Yep.
He's about 2 or 2.5 now, and he looks like stubby. A puppy still.
He looks like a corgi.
He is very short. Like, he's super stocky and just super short, and it makes no sense.
He looks like a big, tough guy, but someone chopped his little legs off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have a bearded dragon, and his name is Sue. I named him after the Johnny Cash song.
Yeah, I was just going to ask a boy named Sue.
Yeah. And he's like maybe 9 months old now, and he's just the best pet.
She'll reach into the roaches, her little roach motel, and she'll just stick her hand in there, and he'll eat it off her hand.
Yeah, no one else liked it, but I feed him his bugs. You got to do it.
Ugh, I can't.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. So a bearded dragon is like a lizard, like kind of reptile pet.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he lives in a cage, or he's just roaming around?
No. He lives
that
in
would
a,
have been great.
He lives in a tank. Yeah. He lives in a tank.
Okay.
And the roaches live in a separate little tiny home.
Okay. How many roaches a day does he eat?
Oh, man. On a good day, maybe 30.
Big
he's
roaches
a little chunker.
Too.
Oh, he loves his food.
So do you buy these on Amazon? Like, where do you get?
We went through some strange processes to figure out, how to get roaches.
They get shipped to us.
Weirdly enough, there aren't any pet stores near us that sell roaches. So I was driving like an hour or so to grab them. But then we found just a perfect little website that sends them right to our door.
Yep.
Okay, so Sue loves cockroaches, and he lives in a tank.
Yes. Yep.
And he's out of the tank to, do you snuggle with
him? sometimes
he's grumpy sometimes.
Yeah, not really.
he
loves his
like
sleep.
Me.
No, and he's very particular about who he likes.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
He knows that I feed him, so he has a little love for me. I just take him out and we hang out in the sun for a little bit, and
so cute.
He doesn't do much at all. He just sits there.
Wow. He's like a little hacky sack.
Aw.
Yeah.
Okay. And do Sue and the pup get along?
Yes, surprisingly. Yeah, Sue will, like, when Dylan takes him out, he'll roam around the little studio, and Mac will lay down on the ground, just be like, I don't know what that is, but he's chilling, I guess. And they'll
Mac
lay down together.
Little, Mac is a little freaked out by him sometimes when he gets too close.
Yeah, but Sue is the macho man. He runs the house for sure.
Wow. I didn't expect this at all. And now in my head, I'm like thinking of like a Saturday morning cartoon where there's a pup and a bearded dragon and they go on adventures together.
Oh my gosh. I love
that. And have a little theme song and they're little buddies and they defy the odds. And they're like, who cares if we're not the same? We're best friends.
I think you just helped me come up with my jacket design.
That's so funny.
Hallie and I do these giveaways with leather jackets. And
we paint on the back of them. And Dylan's been struggling to find an idea. And you literally just saved her life. She's been thinking about it for 2 days.
That's so perfect.
Wow.
Well, I can't wait to see. Wow. Bearded dragons. I had no idea. I think I can envision one in my head of what they look like, but I never thought about having one as a pet. So good for Sue. He's got a forever home.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, he's gonna live for a while.
Is he gonna hit the road when we tour? Like, what's
I hope so.
Plop him up on the front of the dash of the RV and we're gonna drive.
I don't know.
Take the long way.
Okay. Great. So morning routines involve lots of pets and coffee. Mm-hmm. It sounds like mine is pretty similar. My dog wakes us up and is like, hey, can someone feed me? She gets fed. She goes back to sleep. She's lucky. But I also, like I said, I don't roll out of bed ready to go unless I'm going to like Disneyland or I'm going somewhere super fun.
Mm-hmm.
I need like 45 minutes at least to have coffee, kind of be quiet.
What kind of dog do you have?
She's a Jindo.
Oh, I have not heard of that. She's probably very cute, though.
She's precious. If you Google Jindo later on, she looks textbook Jindo. She is a rescue from South Korea. And there's an organization in Los Angeles called Dove Project, like the bird. And they place these pets with families in Southern California because we used to live in L.A. Mm-hmm. That's where I adopted her. Mm-hmm. My first dog ever. Oh. She changed my life.
Oh, wow.
Saved me.
I love to hear that.
The whole like, oh, I was lost in my life and I didn't know what to do. So I got this dog to give me some sort of structure. And holy cow, it's so much more than I ever dreamt of.
Oh, man. That warms my heart so much. Wow. Yeah, we are big dog people.
Oh, yeah. Love her. Her name's Moon.
Oh,
that's so sweet.
Oh, my gosh.
A little sweetie.
I'm waving my arms around because I know it's just the cutest.
She's very cute. She's like 32 pounds of unconditional love. And yeah, everybody should have a pet, whether it's a bearded dragon, a kitty cat, a pup, anything. I just feel like pets, they just make you feel all those warm fuzzies and they're just always there.
Oh, yeah.
And whether they eat cockroaches or they eat kibble, they just love you.
Wow, that was poetic. I love that.
Get pretty good at this. Okay, so that was overshare.
That was great. That was the best time ever.
I've got this other little game called First and Last. So the idea is that I'll ask you when this thing happened. And I know with COVID it's a little weird, but it's going to be you recalling on the memory of the first time you did that thing and then the last time you did that thing.
Okay.
So – and some of these you might share experiences because you grew up together.
Yeah.
So do we remember what our first concert was?
It was definitely Rascal Flatts.
With my mom.
Yes. Where were we? Were we in Arizona?
Yeah, it was Arizona.
Yeah, and we knocked. We were so sleepy and we were young.
We were so young. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were so upset because we didn't know any of their songs other than Life is a Highway from the Cars movie. Yeah, exactly. And they played it last and we were walking out to the car and we hear, you know, how about one more song? And then they played that and Hallie and I think we might have started crying.
Probably. I remember someone carrying me out. That's how young I was. And I was pretending to sleep because I didn't want to walk to the car. And then I heard it and I popped right up. I was like, hell yeah, this is my jam.
Oh, my goodness. How about the most recent concert? I know it's probably been a while, but do you remember?
That we've watched.
The most recent we played was at Club Red in Arizona.
We played
Escape
with
the Fate.
Yeah, but what's the last time
last
we watched?
Oh my goodness. This is crazy.
Full disclosure, I cannot remember.
It was probably, yeah.
Was it was Nothing More?
No, it couldn't be Nothing More.
I think that one was just so memorable.
I think that it must have been like a little local show, you know, at Last Exit Live or Rebel Lounge or something. Oh, it was actually Rebel Lounge. It was, we were watching Buddy Culture.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was a fun night.
Just a couple, like some local bands we've known for so long.
Yeah, nice. And everyone knew that COVID was starting, so this is like the last hurrah. Everyone was just going at it. It was a great night.
Yeah, I can't remember my last one, and every time this comes up, I need to look through my Google Calendar or something because I had tickets. I know the things that I didn't get to go to. I know the stuff I had tickets for, but I cannot remember the last live show that I went to, and it really makes me sad.
Yeah, I'm surprised that yeah, it is very sad. I'm surprised that I remembered. It feels like, well, it is close to a year now, ago. Yeah, it was a long time ago.
All right, so I have one more for you.
All right, I'm ready.
The first time you watched a movie that scared you so bad you could not fall asleep.
Oh man, this happens weekly for me. I hate the dark. I can't stand it. The first movie that really, really seriously messed me up was Insidious. Insidious was it. That red door and the spooky faces and the, I can't even think about it now. It honestly, my first rated R movie was Zombieland, which didn't scare me at all. So I thought that I was indestructible when it came to scary movies. And then I saw Insidious. And I like, oh, my poor parents. I probably went in and slept in their bed with all the lights on.
Yeah. I won't touch that movie. Can't do it.
No. What about you?
I remember I thought I was super cool. And I was like having a sleepover. And I said, let's watch The Exorcist.
Oh, no. Oh, I haven't even done that.
Don't do it. And it's weird because my mom, when I suggested that for the sleepover, she was like, I don't think you want to get that movie. I saw it in the theaters and I was scared, terrified, like when it first came out.
Ooh.
And I thought, no, this is going to be a cool sleepover. We're going to watch a scary movie. We're getting The Exorcist. And we put it in. And I had five of my friends all in my basement, and we put it in. And within 10 minutes, I went to my bedroom. They all stayed in the basement and watched it. And they all came up to my room like an hour and a half later after it was over. And they're like, it's over.
Shaking under your covers, like, oh.
Yeah, I was terrified. And I'm hosting the sleepover, and I ditched them.
Peace out.
And I couldn't sleep, and it was terrible. So I've kind of learned that lesson. But more recently, when quarantine first started, my husband was like, let's just watch scary movies. We can watch them during the daytime because we're not going anywhere. So we'll watch them during the day. It's not as scary. And we watched the one where they go down into the cave. It's like the girls go down into the cave. The Descendants, maybe. Oh,
maybe. I'm thinking.
Don't watch it. Don't.
I won't.
No.
I won't. I promise you.
I couldn't sleep. Like every time I shut my eyes, I could see it and it was just awful. I prefer a Pixar movie.
Yes. 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 We are big Pixar Disney fans over here.
I love a good Pixar movie. I love a good documentary where I learn something, but scary movies are just not my thing. And I think that's why I have this as a question, because it's so vivid in my mind. The first time a movie scared me so much, I could not sleep. And I'm just curious if other people have that memory. So,
we can relate so hard to this. And I feel like most, maybe I'm wrong here, but most girls have a scarring experience with scary movies.
Mm-hmm.
Even like probably it. Guys too, but I can relate so hard to that.
Yeah. Well, the last bit of the show is giving advice to listeners. So this segment is called Asking for a Friend. And these questions come in at random. They're not for anyone specific. And I've actually been recycling through some questions because I think it's good to have different perspectives when you give advice, because we all have different experiences that lend us to giving advice. So this week's question is asking for tips on how to make friends when you move to a new city. Do you have any advice in normal times? Let's say COVID's gone and it's normal times and you can go out or you can make new friends. What would you suggest?
I feel like we can slightly relate to this because we moved actually from one high school to another in the middle of our freshman year.
To a completely new district. So it was weird. And luckily we had one or two friends. But I'd say just...
We're cheating a little bit though, because we didn't go in with no friends. We had each other as, you know, friends.
True.
But
that's okay.
I'd say be patient. It's going to take some time to adjust. And your people will find you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well said. Well said. Yeah, I was definitely... Dylan was a lot more patient than I was. I probably made some bad friends because I misread their character at first. And then I realized, what did I get myself into? So then I had to find, you know, my real people, you know?
I'd say part of our saving grace there was we started playing soccer.
Oh, yeah.
We tried out for the team and instantly you have, you know, 20 plus people there that are interested in the same thing. So, you know, find a club or a sport or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, shared goal. That helps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Just being patient. Yeah.
Nice. Well, I think that's great advice. I have also moved to a new city. So we moved from Los Angeles. Now we live in Oklahoma City and it's COVID. So I can't go out and make new friends. So when this is all over, I'm going to have to make some new friends. And I'm using my dog as an in. We're going to hit the dog parks.
That's amazing.
Meet other dogs. Shared interests of dogs. People that take care of pups, I think, are nice people in general. So that's going to be an angle for me. I also really love yoga. So I'm thinking that could be a way to make some friends, take some yoga classes maybe.
Yoga.
But
it's tough.
I think you kind of like got to the nut of it is that if you pursue the things that you like and you find people that like that thing, that's a great like icebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Definitely.
Soccer.
Yeah.
And you're right. You get a whole team. You also all are wearing the same outfit. Mm-hmm. You have the same coach.
You go
to the same practice. So that's a lot of FaceTime with new friends.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we are from Arizona and we live in LA now. Have we lived in any other cities?
We actually
technically
do not live in LA. We still live in Arizona and we've lived. We were born in Encinitas, California. And we stayed here for 3 years. Then we moved to Arizona and we have been there ever since. And
so Arizona is our home.
Yes, Arizona is definitely our home.
Do we want to move to LA at some point?
Ooh, it's even too cold here in LA for me. Like, I need 100 degrees.
At least, yeah.
Yes, that's why I'm cranking this space heater and it's already 80 in here.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I'm wearing a sweater. Yeah, definitely a big baby when it comes to cold, so.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm wrapped up. I have a heating pad on my stomach right now. I have a blanket wrapped around me. I'm the same way.
That's so great.
Well, it was so lovely to get to know you two, but I want to make sure I give you a little bit of space here to let anyone listening know where to find you on socials, what they should be listening to, where they should keep an eye on things. Because by the time this episode comes out, I don't know if there's other stuff planned right away, but they can immediately listen to Never Learn as of this moment, for sure. But what else do they need to know?
All right, here's what you got to know. You can find us at Good Boy Daisy literally anywhere. You can look it up on Safari, Chrome, whatever you use. You can look it up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. I would say Snapchat, but we're not usually on Snapchat. Anywhere there, if you want to see any silliness, any silly content, we promise we'll be decently entertaining. And we want to get to know you as much as you will hopefully want to get to know us. And
And we don't know exactly yet, but we have more to look forward to in terms of music.
Yes, we have. Okay. We're going to be releasing another single, hopefully, in the next month or two. I love this energy.
I'm very excited. Well, you know, I'm stuck at home, too. I want to have new stuff to listen to and dance around to and, you know.
We're on it. We got you.
Yeah, I need it all too. Well, ladies, thank you so very much for taking the time and chatting. Come back anytime you ever want to talk again. Never Learn. Everybody should listen to it. Learn all the words. Yes, sing it please. In the shower. The whole deal. And thank you so much again. And I'll We'll talk soon.
Thank you so
much,
Sarah.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Bye.